ABC Radio Australia.
Okay, my supporter, please. I'm first beginning as part of my research law postgraduate program, Gomilo Sadlong. Sorry, Bumi. Me studying chemistry and biology, not a little bit of chemistry, but mostly with biology and my masters. So I'm doing this, my postgraduate studies law PhD in the Masters Last Level. And what I mean, come across this possibility of some unique and farming mushroom because I'm very good into the actual chemical compounds and medicinal stuff within the mushrooms when we're be able to. You harness research and harness from medicinal person harnessing. We'll go into it. Me, realizing was some potential farming where you can be able to tap into and then you can develop new seeds and you can train more farmers from plant and then maybe like give seed to low farmers. So that all can now they can, you know, find a little money in a little lifelong. So that's where I started doing the seeds.
I'm the one of through your base now you start long developing fly interest.
Me say school long time start in the University of Goroka. Maybe in working more research long mushroom and around the bush until me continue studies long go to the UK long and the much lab me start me working here too. Once me graduate, me come back now, me try to take this technology out now, try develop limited finance. I developed the seed lab the mushroom. The first seed lab in the country. And now we're looking seed, now we're working all trials, small scale, and it becomes successful. So we start going to farming and also small one or two interested people from the village who wish to farm mushrooms and we work start. And this year, that's all we're talking about here now.
Now, you say seed long boost, you come, you put them a time long, make them seed, or how you say make them?
Yes, we have a native mushroom, don't plant it, like a plant on edible and medicinal species start, but on sample, one on commercial species, we are currently in the Amsterdam market here. We walk, study, don't need me look into the native species, no place yet. Where no plan study going to learn yet, but the commercial side of things, where now we walk, when I am current on strength, where now you may walk long, we are farming throughout the world as well as Papua New Guinea, also Lovas, all farming long. And we work with the species that you all seed long stuff.
Commercial long, all not my countries studying long, mushroom is got big play interest long, like a mushroom long overseas.
Yeah, overseas, we talk overseas, yes, you market, that was a big market, multi-billion industry. But the PNG, the Mantia Berry, we play something, no woman's away, apart from all. We work with no natural resource on them government, but China also working so properly, working so long. Eastern Islands, the side of natural resource, people are having some story about the also talk, Lufa Mushroom Project, and kind of same. And the technology, we all work on the government, the Eastern Islands, now transfer come, now work with the technical expertise, now it's like come from the government, and the Chinese scientists are working on developing this particular project here. But this is the first time. This is an indigenous technology. I'm native. Well, I work now, and we start working now. I'm first low country, and we blast that work now. Yes, I'm planning on selling unique and working out of mushrooms. I'm taking a look and commercializing, maybe they come up with smoker commodities like casa, and we can boost them up economy when it comes to mushrooms because a big market, no market in Salon. Side of mushrooms in the country. Right now, we're local importing more mushrooms from Asia. I'm trying to get now, selling more. So it's a free market where a lot of people can participate in the local money learning. Okay? Now, sometimes too, you know, only one plus species. Right now, we are working on the oyster, Australis species or oyster species, but we have other species like shiitake, or long button, or maitake, or lion's mane, or it's a lot of people in mushroom where all my friends are taking outside. No, I'm not seeing that I can also enjoy healthier. You work in country, so people are starting now.
Now, how much the different species in Papua New Guinea got, you think?
Papua New Guinea, Mantet area, that's the hotspot of biodiversity in the world. So there's a lot of species, some of the species in the community are here. It's not been documented, it's not been studied properly. All my technologists now, technologists, no matter what, we're still discovering yet. So I cannot really put a figure to this particular number of species that we have in the country, but right now I'm looking at those current commercial species that have been marketed and they have been used all over the world. And local mushrooms like Ganoderma and all that thing, but because, you know, I'm trying to transfer this technology to people who are in the place. Now we can, you know, participate in the farming, now we need money in help more little place. Yeah, we will look long. Currently, we will look one plus species which is oyster, and plus successful in developing, and now we are cultivating and marketing at least or line of place or market loan or looking really money loan on our mass. And there are other species as well. We have to really ground this particular mushroom and transfer the technology to the people who are more fun and get possible. Eventually, I'll probably look at other species like shiitake or long button or kind of, which are currently marketed all over.